Pretty awesome song, huh? You bet. Even I was amazed. I turned to Drover and waited for him to burst into applause. He didn't. Hey, I just performed a song about chrysanthemums. Do you suppose you could show some respect?
Well, it was pretty good, I guess.
Pretty good? Drover, it's never been done before. It was a first.
Yeah, but you didn't really make a rhyme with chrysanthemum.
Gum. Gum rhymes with mum. He grinned.
Yeah, but that's kind of like cheating. I thought you were going to make a rhyme with the whole word.
Drover, there is no word that will rhyme with chrysanthemum. And in case you missed it, that was the whole point of the song.
Well, I like Pete's poem better.
You what? I stormed away from the little goof. Just skip it, Drover. I'm sorry I bothered. Your mind is sick and there's nothing we can do about it.
Where are we going?
Don't speak to me.
Are you looking for Slim?
Yes.
You're going the wrong direction.
I whirled around in reverse directions. Don't tell me what to do and stop following me. Someone might think we're friends. You see what I have to put up with? The little dunce liked Pete's pitiful little verse about underwear better than my tribute to... Oh, well. I found Slim behind the machine shed, scowling at the motor of the old truck. It had been parked there since our last hay-hauling experience a month ago. The hood was up, and Slim had reached his hand down towards the motor. I knew what was coming next and came to a sudden stop. Drover ran into me.
Oops, sorry. Oh, look, there's Slim.
Right. Listen, Drover, I've got a little job for you. His face lit up.
Oh, goody. You mean we're friends again?
Why, yes, of course. That little spat we had about poetry, well, in the larger scheme of things, it meant nothing, almost nothing at all.
Oh, good. There for a minute, I thought you were mad at me.
I gave a careless laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Friends argue, Drover, but friendship remains the same.
Yeah, like pork rinds.
Pork rinds?
Yeah, they're always the same. Greasy. They give me indigestion.
Yes, of course. I leaned toward him and whispered,
Drover, Slim's having a bad day. I think one of us should rush over to him and, you know, cheer him up with howdies and happy looks. Which of us could do that? He puzzled over that for a moment. Then his face broke into a wide grin.
You know what? I think I could do it.
No kidding.
Yeah, 'cause I'm in a happy mood and I know how to do howdies.
With your stub tail?
Oh yeah, I can wiggle it fast. See?
He gave me a demonstration of wiggling his tail. It was pathetic, but I pretended to be impressed. That's perfect, Drover, just what he needs. Okay, pal, rush over there and do your stuff. I'll be right here, cheering you on.
Okay, here I go!
You see what's coming next? You'll love it.